This is CliffCentral.com.
It's the dog, boy!
Y'all already know what's up.
This is the Guillermo T vibe on Cliff Central.
Come on, it's a Friday and they all trying to find me. He gon' catch things, baby, talk about timing. Talk about vibing, it's the BYO life team. In the city of the kings, but we know for the flower queens. I'll hesitate, mommy, to where they wanna go.
Alright, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Guillermo T Vibe here on Cliff Central. Every Friday at 1 p.m., we are live on www.cliffcentral.com. If you'd like to listen on your phone, you can download the application on your Android, on your Apple Store, on the other phones that I don't know about. But you can download them, listen to the show every Friday, 1 p.m. Central African time. And of course, my name is Guillermo T, the global citizen, and exciting times in Zimbabwe. So we're going to be talking about what's happening in Zimbabwe, and I'm joined by three young, outstanding Zimbabweans that are going to share about their works and also their thoughts on what's happening in Zim. Fish F. Maxwag. How are you doing, brother?
I'm G, my G. What's up?
Good, good. I haven't seen you since September, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I was, we went together to the Shoko Festival.
Yeah, man, that one was fire, man.
It was fire?
Yeah, it was fire.
What were your thoughts around Shoko Festival before I start getting everyone in?
You know, the vibe in this town, it was, I don't know, it was fire. And people there, they appreciate music and they treat you like you're one of them.
So, but when you guys saw, because Moonchild Sunday performed on the second, I think the second day, the last day in Chitungwiza, and someone threw something on stage which was performing.
Yeah.
Did you just like flash in your head to think, damn it, if it had happened to us, what were you going to do if it had happened to you guys?
Me, I have a new strategy now. I'll pick that stone, visualize it to someone.
Clinton,
Oshie, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I'm good. Long time. Oh, have I even met you before?
That's kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yes.
How's things, man?
Things are good. Things are okay.
Well, how are you surviving? What's your day-to-day basis kind of to survive in Zimbabwe? Because you know Zimbabwe is for the survivors.
Mm-hmm. It's for the survivors. I mean, you hustle in every way you can.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to go deep into my hustle, but...
No, but I would like to know your hustle, obviously.
Aside of the music, like, the focus is on the music, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
every now and then you got to sell this, buy that.
Just to keep afloat in Zimbabwe.
That kind of thing.
And Mr. Ngube, Clinton Ngube. So there's two Clintons. Clinton Zoshe and Clinton Ngube. How are you doing?
The light and the dark one.
The light and the dark one. So it's like Fanta and Coke. So you're the Fanta.
Okay, so I have to accept, the proposition.
How's things, everything?
Oh, well, things are good. Things are good, yeah. Uh-huh. Shaping up, I guess, but they're quite good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you, if you were, because Fish said if it had happened to them at Shoko Festival, that someone threw something at them on stage, he was going to pick that, would you agree with him actually on that whole issue?
To be honest with you, I don't think so, because we wouldn't have the time, but I think by the time he decided to pick it up,
uh-huh.
I'll be off stage by then.
So Mr. Manager, you hear what your artist sounds like, right? This is what he thinks.
I know how he thinks, but... I also know how he acts. He probably wouldn't have done that.
He would have run away like, man, I would have.
But it's different how you act and what you say before something actually happens.
Yeah, true. But I would want to know more of your guys' thoughts on the situation in Zimbabwe. I mean, recently we had shortages of fuel and we just got fuel now. It's shocking to just drive into a fuel station and just pour and then go, you're like, happened?
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts around all these things? The price is going up, fuel shortages, fuel coming back, people finding cure for HIV, AIDS, etc.
It's a lot to take in. I mean, you know, you find one or two saying, if only I was young, you know, during 2008, at least you're not feeling the pinch, because most of our parents are doing a lot of running around.
Yeah.
But now, because you're now older, you're actually doing that running around. So
yeah.
You're feeling the pinch. So that's quite hectic and insane. You go in one shop, 2 kg rice is $5. The following day is $10. Then you wonder, how big is this rice to be actually $10?
Yeah, and it only goes up by more than 100%.
Yo, it's too much. It's too much.
But you guys are in here. Mr. Joshua, wanted to say something.
not really. I mean,
you guys are so calm.
It's kind of depressing. It's depressing. I mean, it's depressing to say the least. Because, I mean, you're young, you're trying to chase your dreams, but at the same time you have these responsibilities that keep coming up because I mean, it's crazy. I can't even speak about it, you know, because I decided.
Still not, you're no more young anymore.
I'm young.
Oh my God,
I'm young enough.
Yeah, because
in Zimbabwe we have a leader, possibly Minister of Youth.
I'm young. Hey, I'm a baby, bro.
Yeah.
I'm literally struggling right now.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you do everything right. You go to school, you study, you do this, and then you graduate, and there you are.
It's like
you're now starting your life afresh all over again. Like, what you've been doing for the past 24, 23 years doesn't apply now.
True, it's crazy.
You have to start afresh. Like,
we need a more ones.
You know, you're learning life afresh, things that you are not prepared for.
That's true. All right, so let's talk about the music. You guys are in the music space. And Fish, you have been in there for quite some time. How many years now?
Started doing music since 2011.
So it's about 7 years?
Yeah, but when I started, I never got that much serious. And then Aruba Serious around 2015.
Okay.
That's when I really, really, really started doing music after I wrote my A-level.
So what was the first introduction to music for you? And to the industry in general?
As in,
like, what was the first thing that was like, okay, this is what I want to do, and this is the vibe I like?
When I started, I was doing rap, like rap straight up. Then after that, I realized, you know, where I come from, there's no one over cool me lie. So I had to change the sound and started a bit of rap. It's not my elements.
Where do you come from, Fish?
Me, I come from Gwanda, Sotho,
Sotho,
everything was back on the man, that sound, the sound engine, a current characteristic, which is hip hop. So I mix it. I still rap, but I rap in my own way. Now do Ndaramo trap music. I call it Ndaramo trap music.
Ndaramo. What is Ndaramo trap music? Because I was like, I only know trap music, but what is Ndaramo? Sounds like Venda.
No, Ndaramo. It's actually my own way.
Yeah,
like I created it.
Okay.
So, like, the way I created the word, Nganyi Pala, this other song, I tried Unomsa, and I was thinking of a way of expressing how my ancestors will actually Vuma a chick I want. So I was like,
you know what, from what you said, what's interesting the most is that in many cases when you listen to music from Zimbabwe or from African artists, you sometimes wonder where the inspiration comes from, because most of their stuff sounds like someone's talking about things that are happening in Brooklyn. And then they're adding elements to the society.
Yeah,
and then you decide to actually cater for your own people and where you come from. Why was this important for you? Why couldn't you just be like anyone else who thinks about guns and popping bottles every day? Like, we pop why was that important? I mean, anyone can pick that.
I mean, I don't really blame the rappers for rapping about Brooklyn, because pretty much, even for myself, let me just say, pop culture, it's what we see on TV, it's what we see on, what we hear on radio, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So you kind of pick it up, you really can't run away from it.
But that's like carbon copying.
Yeah, I know. And the further we go, like, the older we become, that is becoming erased. Our parents are cultured because their parents were, you know, deep into that culture, but our parents are now less cultured in, like, well versed in some of these traditions and in keeping up with our culture. So the further we go, the less, you know, we care about maintaining
the culture.
Maintaining the culture, because they're like, you know, it doesn't matter, it really doesn't affect you in any way.
That's how you think. But it's, to you, you feel it matters. That
yeah,
you go
that's what
it.
You think, Ed Miller. That's
where I'm not saying. So I'm just saying. It's like I'm speaking from the rapper side.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
But then at the same time, how are you able to sustain yourself? Because you can only sustain yourself when you're relevant to the space that you exist in.
Exactly.
So if you think possibly this is why maybe Zim Dancehall is like the biggest thing or whatever. If you want to say that in them, because they think about all these things that people can relate to when they're listening to them in the public transport. So yeah, whatever that song says. But then, you were just about to jump in and talk about why you thought it was important.
For me, it was a way of proving a point. Firstly, to my parents, I can do it. I can do music that they can actually listen to.
So do they listen to music?
My mother and my father. Actually, yesterday my father called me and was like, "How far with the EP?"
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that I do something that was proud to, you know, to talk about and to make sure within, like they told me, which kula ko efu sabina.
Okay.
So I'm the one who's supposed to be, you know, the worst.
A channel 2 in
1.
But isn't that too much pressure though, when your parents have felt something, then you are trying to live up? Or, you know, in many cases, the parents say, "I want my daughter to be a nurse," or "I want my son to be a doctor," because they wanted to do.
And
to be that, and they fail. So isn't that too much pressure for anyone?
It is. At some point in time, it is, because you realize that at first, funny enough, at first you might have your own dreams. Summer when you're growing up, but then the environment tends to change that view. Imagine most of us. I mean, I grew up wanting to be a lawyer because I talk too much. Like literally, I talk too much.
I mean, you're wearing your tie right now.
Okay.
And glasses.
Of course, guys. You know, keeping up appearances. apply. But then you realize somehow your parents have a certain influence on your decision, the decision you make, and you realize later when you are able to think beyond what's in front of you that somehow I'm actually living their dream, not my dream. And maybe, just maybe.
But is that okay? Is this something that we need to live with, to live someone else's dream and not have your own dream?
I think that's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's the pressure comes when the parent forces it on you.
Right.
But in Fish's case, it's like he took it upon himself, like, "I want to do this."
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're like, "So do music because, you know, we've been trying for generations." But it is a lot of pressure for parents is trying to, you know, live through you.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. Something that needs to be broken.
So they are very much supportive, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but
obviously, because the dead cold is like half of the EP.
Yeah, now, but when I started, like, because when I'm actually like, so that thing you would, you know, until I put me
late.
So I mean, I had to prove a point because nothing got to do by the alien. I've been expecting Yambeva to do financial management, and me, I didn't feel that shit anymore. So,
the white collar job, like,
So I think, no, me, I'm not doing this anymore. So, my bong, you know, that thing, baby, like. Then in a way, I say, "Well, no, finally, I'm serious."
Yeah.
So I went high. That's that choice.
Yeah.
That's the formula. Then, okay, since I'm not getting all the way then I play in the ingoma. The sound I do now.
Yeah.
Then my class will be, "No, there's something."
Nice. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Have you always wanted to be what you're doing right now?
I've changed a lot of dreams.
I mean,
when you're young, you want to be a doctor because you don't even want to be a doctor.
Yeah,
and then as I grew up, I wanted to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh. Also, you both like wanted to be lawyers.
I wanted to be a lawyer because of the subjects I was doing.
Okay.
And I wanted to do it. So, looking back in hindsight, I'm like, oh, that's why I wanted to be it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been someone who's like, I've never really tried to push it. I let it come to me. So, the older I've gotten, the more I've found myself moving into spaces where I realize what perhaps is something I should be doing. Like, this is what I should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never would have said, if it was someone had told me, like, in 2016, like, you'd be managing an artist or doing that kind of thing, I would have said, no. Because I studied journalism and media.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
So you're not too far away from it, though.
Yeah. I found myself in journalism and media. I didn't actually, like,
think after school I'm going to do that. So
yeah.
So that's how, when I went into that thing and then I realized that I actually enjoy doing this, I could be actually good at it.
Are you practicing now?
No, not currently. No, I'm not. So yeah, I mean, dreams change over time, I guess. Sometimes when you conquer something, you have a new
thing. Is it the same situation with you though?
No, it's funny. It's funny. Look, okay, for my case, I think I changed careers 20 times. First, I wanted to be a lawyer. I didn't want to be a doctor, but then later in life, I decided to become a social worker. So currently, I'm a social worker in practicing, and I'm finished off my degree. But then,
you're doing your degree right now.
Yeah.
In what?
In social work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, I think in 2 years' time, I'll be a social worker. But actually, I'm a qualified one right now. So, but then you realize that, you know, my mom was like, when I'm fine, you know that question, and it's so heavy because her defense is, there are a lot of musicians who are not successful, especially from Zimbabwe. So why go for something that will just send you down the drain, as they say in quotations? But then I say to them, you know what? I love social work. I'm a people's person. So I found it in a way that I can still do both and have a link between the two. Because end of the day, when you're in the music industry, sometimes most people don't understand. You need to be humble at some point in time in life.
I wish Fish was humble. But anyway,
okay, I'll ask later. But I think it's very important. That's why I thought, okay, let me just work with these guys. I'll be the person who actually stands for them. Because sometimes when you're trying to communicate with the artist, you find that they're two egos, you know, fighting against each other.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Everyone's trying to prove who's better than the other. So if I become the bridge in between, I can try and find the link to say, no, but if you work with so and so, you might have a future. Not to say that you don't have one, but something along those lines.
You might have a brighter
future. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Because everyone has a future. Your That's future true. Can be like a drunkard. Your future can be going back rehab. Your future can be, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, not that harsh though.
No, but it's still a future though. You know, some people are, I mean, it's a future. I want to touch on what you guys are doing now. I mean, obviously, you are in obviously, you touched on a lot of things, like as Zimbabweans, we need to be able to be very much versatile in the skills that we do and the things that we do. But then, what are some of the, what's the most exciting thing that you wake up to, Mr. Joe, when you are, when you think of what you do on a day-to-day basis?
The most exciting thing is music.
Okay.
For me, yeah. Because it's where I get to be myself the most. Easily express myself.
You are a rapper, by the way.
Well, I didn't quit that long back.
You didn't quit that long back, so it means you still have some rap.
I just hung my gloves. I was like, no, not anymore.
But you didn't quit long back, right?
Yeah, not so long.
Meaning you still have some stuff on
you. Shut up for me in the corner. I am not
rapping. You can throw some.
Come on, I'm not rapping.
But you can throw some bad. One or two or three, maybe.
Okay, maybe later. Let me try and jog my memory because I know I'm dusty as hell.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is the music is something. Because if you find yourself doing something that a lot of people say won't pay you, or it won't give you, like your future doesn't seem as bright as you're saying.
Yeah.
It means there's really something in you that connects to that thing. So for me, it's the music. And when I like decided to kind of stop rapping, Fish was like, be my manager. And I didn't know, I didn't know the first thing about managing an artist. But I mean, my friends, I've always been helping and make decisions. We help each other, actually, you know, like ideas and whatnot. So that's why I was just like, okay, fine. He probably sees something in me and he thinks that might help him. And I actually believe in him as an artist and what he's doing. So let me just do that. So I guess I found a better way to contribute to music. And I'm actually kind of easing into it and enjoying it.
Ups and downs. So that's the most important thing, to enjoy what you do, right?
Yeah, sure.
And sure. Obviously you approached him with, you had an idea of what you wanted from him. How important is it to sort of like bring people that are your friends or people around you into what you do? Instead of going and getting someone else, a random someone, how important is it to you to bring someone out who's very close to you to work with?
You know, I feel like Omuntu, like who you spend most of your time with, understands you better. So I feel like me working with them, it's easy for me to actually progress and make good music, because they'll be knowing which now if in a look, even in performer, they know what things are so it actually helps.
So you're one of those people that have diversion on stage. So I've seen a lot of artists that give like so much artists like, oh fuck off, this mic is not working.
I know.
You do one of those.
No.
I know.
It's public.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was asking that question.
I know. I make sure I'll deliver. Even in my King of Sevens, I'll do three bars.
I mean, he's an artist, so.
You know, so
he's an artist. There's a bit of diva-ish in
him. Oh, he is.
Yeah, no, but no, not really. It's actually quite cool.
Oh, okay.
It's actually quite cool. Easy to work with.
I mean,
because you spoke about bars, and Mr. Joe Shea is going to do some bars for us later on. And if you're tuning in, you're listening to the Game On TV via on Cliff Central. Our Twitter handle is at cliffcentral.com, and your Twitter handle is
Clinton_Joe_Shea_.
Mine is Fish F Ndaramo.
How does someone even remember that?
It's Fish F then Ndaramo.
Alright,
oh, mine is at Drosky Katafi, which I'm here to change.
It's called what?
Drosky Katafi. I'm here to change, people. I'm here to change. Yeah.
Alright, so you can always hashtag us on our social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEE5 and let us know what you think about the conversation. And we're going to talk more about your EP. Right. Fish, you have an EP that's coming, and what should we expect from that?
I mean, there's a truth, understand like a life. There's a truth, you know, everything, because I took time to write those tracks, and some of the tracks, like, there's one titled Mom. So, Mama Ngabhalela for my mom.
Okay.
You know, and you're talking Pandi Sony, and, you know, these days, everything, it's like A&B, it's because of the cash.
Yeah. So money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, man. So
you can't live without it.
Yeah. You can't live without it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. You have like Matrix IE 7.
Uh-huh.
Then the outro and she.
Do you have any people, any other artists that are featured in the
EP? Yeah, I feature Babe City from Harare. Then I feature.
Yeah, there's like the stripper girl.
He's actually a singer. He's a guy.
Oh, so he.
Yeah.
Sorry, Beth. I thought you were Beth, the one who's.
Oh.
I mean, she's still around, though.
She's still around. She's still doing the most, huh?
Yes.
I'm sure that she's the one who coaches the girls at the private lounge.
Yeah.
Ah. Have you guys been at the private lounge? Have you been?
I have.
Uh huh. And. We're gonna come back to you, Fish, don't worry.
When we spoke about Bev, his face was lit, so this is the private lounge.
It was just funny that you connected Bev to Bev City, and then
you turned up the lounge.
Yes, I've been there. I mean, you have to at least once,
okay,
or twice, or thrice,
and?
You know, it's different,
okay. Well, how is it different? Have you seen a lot of them that you have to compare and say this one is different?
No, I'm saying it's a whole different situation. It's a whole different situation and experience, you know. It's a strip club. We're not really used to those kinds of things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does Zimbabwe act like they're very conservative? Yes,
no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're not really... I mean, when did it open? It's like 2-3 years back.
You would know, but anyway.
Ah, no, why is this on me now? You know how to start at the street.
Yeah, no, because I'm asking, because I've been there before.
No.
I went there, and it was, actually, I've been there.
Okay.
No, but
you get what I'm saying. Like, it's all different experience. It takes some getting used to, especially without you're saying Zimbabwe's act all...
conservative.
Because I mean, we're raised that way. We're raised in an environment that's like that. So,
but with the amount of small houses we have,
it's very fine.
It's more conservative. You know, if we do all these things,
but I don't judge. I'm not saying I judge them. I'm just saying, like, it's a fun place to be.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy new experiences, so
I'm sure
I am
now
speaking about private life.
Not like you enjoy it. You enjoy it,
bro. Oh, Fish.
I mean, it's a Friday.
Yeah, it's a
Friday.
But we're jumping back to you. Okay, sorry, Bev. It's not the Bev. So you said you've got Bev, and then who else is featured on your
Benny Jones. I've, Lee McCann.
Mm-hmm. Liz has been doing well, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. She's been trying to do well.
And she's trying to get charity also.
What's charity?
The one from USA.
This other charity girl. Who
okay.
Goes around.
Okay.
That we met.
Okay.
She sounds fire.
Yeah, she
is.
She's fire.
She sounds fire.
She
looks
okay. Oh, okay.
She looks good also.
Yeah, I mean, you got to compliment what God created. You know?
I'm not there.
Okay.
There's also me.
Oh, you're also featured on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So why don't you want to drop some bars if you're featured on his EP?
I did that thing like, what's it, like last year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like 2 years, right? It's only a year.
I might just drop something.
Okay. So when is it coming out?
On the 15th of November.
Okay. Yeah, is it for free or which platforms you can get it from?
This one is for free. I'll probably drop it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And just give out a matches.
Okay.
Yeah, they're non-radio offers.
So they're all for free?
Yeah.
Guys, you know Winky D has a song that's out at the moment and... it's called Paperback, right?
Paperback. Yeah.
Company Paperback. Yeah. At some point when I saw people hashtagging Paperback, I thought, what's going on? What happened? You know, but it's apparently it's a hip hop song.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts around that? Because there's been a lot of talk on social media about Winky D jumping in and all of a sudden he's doing hip hop and things like that.
I mean, for me, like, I feel like the guy felt the competition.
Mm-hmm.
This was some young guy doing hip hop with his sound. More similar to what he does,
mm-hmm.
especially for that song Mambo. So I feel like that's where.
Because you're on the song, so are you trying to throw shade and you're stealing some ideas?
Not really, but Winky D has been doing music for years. Like, this is the NZ hip hop. Why now after Mambo?
Okay.
But I mean, I like the song, it's fine, but you know.
Say your mind, bro. It's nice to hear like what people think. Because don't you think he should keep to his lane?
Musically, I think it's okay to evolve, it's okay to experiment. I mean, I've also done music,
mm-hmm.
into music, so I jump on this thing every now and then. I like the song, first of all.
Okay.
I mean, I like Winky D.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good... I've actually called him one of the best rappers in them.
Rappers?
Because I feel like that. Have you ever listened to him?
That's called Winky D.
No, wait.
I knew that was going to cut, but what he's saying is, listening to the way he raps, the way he puts his words together, it does that way better than a lot of rappers that I think are rappers around.
In that shape. He does it better than who? Give me an example.
Wait. I'm not going to mention that he's done
it. Does he do better than Ace? Does he do better than Calvin? Does he do better than
No.
10 Diamonds,
I'm not throwing names. But all those people that you mentioned are fire. I like them more. I enjoy the music.
Okay. Although I don't think all of them are fire, but anyway.
That's all you. I think it's cool. In terms of competition, hip hop, in a way, it kind of helps hip hop.
Mm.
In the sense that,
All
right. I feel like that because, I mean, recently even Kelvin did a freestyle on it.
Yeah.
Or did a remix on it.
Is that coming up?
I don't inspire.
Is that not Kelvin?
Fire more than the original song.
I mean, like, we keep it this, like, we're fire, his verse.
It's quite fire. You have to understand, hip hop is a very small thing in Zimbabwe. I don't even know if I can call it an industry. So, if you see an opportunity, I mean, you have to take it, and that was an opportunity. Like, he made hip hop a conversation.
Mm.
You know, throughout all the genres.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
but what happens to keeping to your own land? Because I mean, aren't you supposed to be just to keep it to your land and then you just move forward?
In terms of him keeping it to his own land,
for example.
I don't know. I wish I could speak after hearing what his thoughts were on making that song,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I'll just assume that since he's. He's done well, Zim. Zim dance, holy Kali.
Yeah.
He's done well. There's nothing he hasn't done. He's dropped.
Fish is looking at you like you're crazy.
You're going to say. He's dropped his hits, he's done everything. I mean, I think he's just feeling like
Now I just want to flex. I can do anything.
Okay.
I just want to show these kids that, hey, hip hop, it anything. I can do it.
Why couldn't you flex with gospel? Okay, fine. You did another song.
Because if you look at it, Wiki D has done everything from gospel to actually did Sungura.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He has a song.
Hip hop.
I think so. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's just trying to throw shade at Mambo? Because I mean, Mambo went for like 2 months at number one on ZF.
Hey, because if I'm again number one, then Mambo came, then you know that.
And
thing. But I feel like it's alright because now Sylvester so Kanye for the hip hop side, and we hip hop, you won't survive because we need the bars.
No, but guys, let's be honest. I don't think that's true. That's not really true because let's be honest. Look at a situation whereby the worst part is Winky D has got fans, which I can't say they are also hip hop fans. I really do not know, but they are Winky D fans. So now, when he releases a song based on a hip hop sound, the problem is how people react towards that song. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's like saying all those guys were doing hip hop in a certain line of thought. They are not doing anything until the savior Winky D had to come on board and start, you know, putting us on the map. I'm very grateful for the song, and I actually appreciate it because music is it's versatile. You can't stick to one lane. But then at some point in time, you got to respect those. Okay, personally, I would have felt more appreciative if he had featured someone from the hip hop side. Then I can say, okay, fine, he's trying to build the genre. Let's put it to a bigger platform. But then now, guys,
doesn't it come with an advantage though to the hip hop people, because Winky D has such a huge following in terms of
true,
an artist.
True,
so maybe when if he drops the hip hop song, it might bring some like a lot of more attention to the genre. Don't you think so?
Yeah, but then the problem comes now when people are comparing Winky D with the usual hip hop artist that we call the biggest artist in Zimbabwe.
Maybe we're making an assumption that they're the biggest hip hop artist and they're actually.
Oh, yo.
I mean, if you have a hip hop song that's been on the charts for like, let's just say the charts for like as much as Mambo was, I mean, that automatically makes you the biggest hip hop act of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
It is. But maybe he also, his assumption is they're not just that big enough. Or maybe they're actually not that big enough. It's an assumption.
I mean, music is competitive. It's a competitive sport. It's a competitive game. So,
I mean,
maybe he's just trying to compete.
May I like it? Because I'm coming for that.
Oh, you're coming for that. But you have your own genre code.
Yeah, of course. But me, I'm there too.
You see, you should be fluid. I think you should be fluid. But it would be dope. It would have been dope if you had gotten someone in there.
Mm-hmm. In the industry.
But listen, already he just had a song by himself, and look at the amount of attention that he's getting. Don't you think maybe it's just too big enough to even feature people? It's just like Oliver Mtukudzi can just fart today, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, Oliver Mtukudzi farted a song. No disrespect, I respect him so much, good lord. But I'm just saying maybe it's just way too big enough that featuring on someone really won't benefit him at all.
Because I feel like Wikiria, I can't get that video, is the best video he ever did.
Yeah, on that one.
It's funny that he did that with the song, though.
Yeah,
that's true, the best video he ever did. They were nice, but you know.
Yeah.
So is he not saying something? Maybe it's a wake up call to the hip hop sector.
It says something about him, just actually. Like,
it does.
It means you can't make a dope video
for a dancehall song.
For a dancehall song.
Or you take it that way.
I think so, because it does. Yeah, I take it that way. You know what? I appreciate music from every genre, even Zim hip hop. I listen to it, but not on my phone. But I hear it.
You don't want it to be that personal with you.
Nah.
I mean, I don't like Zindanso anyway.
Me, I don't like it.
It's very, it touches on home issues and whatnot, but there's just something that.
It's just
but then again, maybe why dancehall artists have been surviving in Zim is the relevant issue that we spoke about earlier. Because for me, the biggest challenge I've had with hip hop artists is that sometimes when you listen to content, you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, who are you talking about? Because at the end of it, if I cannot relate to what you are producing, I'm not going to be able to purchase what you're producing.
Yeah,
so if I cannot relate to it, I'm not going to purchase, and then in turn, there's no sustainability for you as an artist, because people are not purchasing what they cannot relate to. So isn't that maybe a challenge? What about, I mean, Winky D, is his song talking about zine issues, like there's no fuel, the bread has gone to $2 or whatever?
That guy is talking about cash.
He's talking about the reality of it. Like, it's the same thing. It kind of shows how hypocritical Zimbabwean people can be.
Okay.
In a way, especially when it comes to listening to music. I mean, they're going to hype up Winky D for a song about money.
Mm-hmm.
But they hate on these other guys for making music about money.
Okay, so you know, it goes back to me also that I'm...
It goes back to all of us, you know. I like that song, Paperback. But when I hear an artist going, yeah, I'm making this racks, throwing this out, and come, I'm like, what is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I guess it's about who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
so maybe it's about the face, right?
It is.
I guess so.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. It's all right to be the family, man, because we like.
It does.
So that is reality.
Yeah, I'll lie, bro.
Okay.
So basically, those who are singing about money, who are not Winky D, don't have money.
Why is it something doing a lie?
How do you know about
that? No,
no, you know, music. Music is not always about what you have. It's like. Fine, who designed a lot of panda. When he did that song, he had never been to Atlanta, he'd never seen, you know, he never even had money as much as 50,000, so he says on the internet.
Okay.
It's all about.
So it's creating a performance.
Yeah.
It's also fun. You know, fun. Get
yeah,
away.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we can say we shall have a little lie.
I guess so. People like his music, I see it's money, but we like it.
No, but it's just like acting. Sometimes, not necessarily that if you're acting a certain part, it means you are that.
Okay.
It's just.
It's acting.
I mean, you're making music. You know, you're making music for the people, for people, different people.
Mm.
Your story can't always resonate with everyone else's. You know?
Exactly.
So you have to be able to.
So maybe it's music that's talking about money, it's about the Jinimbis.
Yeah.
And those people that have money in Zimbabwe. And those that are stealing from us, but we will not mention them.
Jinimbi.
What? Jinimbi is the one.
Ah, he's the one.
Jinimbi has got enough money. We touched on Winky D, but other things that made headlines in Zimbabwe is Magaya saying that he came up with a cure for HIV and AIDS. Okay. And one comment for me that stood out is when someone said, if you came up with that cure, why don't you go and get infected yourself and then you use that to cure yourself? And now he's being taken to court by the Doctors Association because apparently his equation or theory or whatever does not seem to be tying and working together. Your thoughts around that? On pastors coming up and saying they have cues for things.
And I'm like, your prophets and also.
Prophets of doom.
Those guys.
What do you think, guys are probably doomed?
No. Whoa. Sorry, Makai, if you're going to have the chance to listen to this, sorry. No.
You don't have to apologize.
Just in case. You never know. They might. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think, let's be honest, I think in Zimbabwe, what we realize with most Zimbabweans in general is that the closest thing to keep us sane, not insane, is religion.
Mm-hmm.
And you find people sort of like using that to manipulate the situation for their better, you know, enhancement. I'm not saying that's what Makai is doing, but right now people are literally, there's too much pressure. I mean, of course you got the AIDS issue, you got the prizes, you got those who were damned, you know, those kind of things. But then, like I'm saying, personally, I think I understand why the government is reacting the way they're reacting, because realize human beings are very queer animals, especially when you have something like HIV and AIDS, where for a very, very long time there's no cure.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden someone says there's a cure.
Yeah.
You know, people who were protecting themselves from the disease, now all of a sudden say, guys, I can do what I want. There's now a cure. So from what I heard from other clinics, there are some people who actually stopped like taking the treatment because they heard there's a cure. And now you can imagine the ripple effect of that for actually stopping ER treatment. So in a way, the government is trying to stop the panic mode, or not the panic mode as such, but the crazy mode in a way, to say.
Because that guy has a lot of followers.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of influence. But then unfortunately, I feel like most prophets and most pastors, most religious leaders, they are not positively using their influence.
Exactly.
Because
right
now you find someone goes to these prophets' churches and then they have to bow down to them. I mean, it's crazy how everybody just loses themselves to those people.
It is.
And then I'm like, so what happens to the ultimate God? Who's
I just feel like those guys are just artists.
They're artists.
So you say my guy is an artist. Is that what you're saying? Okay, okay. Who else is an artist? You can just name the prophets in Zimbabwe.
All of them.
So like who? Because I don't know all of them. I just know my guy.
Chisa.
Oh, wow.
Chisa. Is he still around? I
don't know.
But I think he's looking for relevance, though. Because those guys, these days, they're now quiet. They're not as...
Those guys need the money because
people really believe, you know. If you meet someone who believes in Magaya, there's nothing you can do.
Hey, that's true.
Convince them otherwise. So I mean, that thing is dangerous. The thing of saying "Mega, I've discovered a cure for HIV."
Yeah.
I mean, that thing has been recessed. I don't know. Maybe they've been hiding it from us because they enjoy. They're reaping from us buying their pills. When I say us, I'm not saying me specifically.
Okay.
Nobody should accept. If you.
But I'm saying there's a conspiracy theorist who say the cure is there, but they're holding it back because pharmaceuticals gain from it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying. So. As I say, see, now I'm lost now.
But in general, to piggyback on what you're saying, in general, a lot of people, there's some people that benefit from crisis. So for HIV and AIDS, cancer to keep on existing, there's some people that are benefiting from it. Imagine if there was a cure for HIV AIDS, we would not have USAID, we would not have
that's true.
We would not even have all these HIV AIDS organizations. Meaning, there's no employment for people.
Yeah.
Yep.
If HIV AIDS is cured. So I feel like a crisis always has to be there for people.
Capitalism is there. It actually feeds on such things. It feeds on a crisis. Like what you're saying, true. Right now, Zimbabweans, but most African countries are receiving free art treatments.
Yeah.
But imagine the situation now. Those art treatments are from huge pharmaceutical companies are making a lot of money just to manufacture. Now the moment you hear Makai saying I've got a cure, that means they're losing business. Literally millions of jobs.
I think that's why they're on him like this, William, of you're messing up the bag.
Yeah. No, but also he's a man of God. He's also a man of God. So why was it? Because he said that he's going to sell his treatment. But he's a man of God. If you're a gifted guy, why do people even pay to go see a prophet? If you are, it's
very
but good question. Go watch someone perform too.
No, but it's still when you're born to an artist,
then artist.
Yeah, I guess now it makes sense. Him being an artist and you paying to see
him. Exactly.
No, but it's wrong. Because at one point in time, there was an artist here in the studio, and we had the same argument about my guy. And he was like, to me, you know, I kind of believe this whole situation. And I was like, what do you mean you believe? And he goes on to say, okay, it's like me going to the my guy. I didn't even know my guy has a shop, but apparently he has a shop where he sells. Anointed oil and even pen. I like to. So you're telling me you really like put faith on a pen to pass the examination, not actually go and start. And like yes. Already there's a manipulation of the system. That's when you find people saying religion is the opiate of the masses because people just fall for anything and everything just to keep them safe.
Crazy place we live in, Zim. It's like everything is just popping up in Zimbabwe. It's like you wake up and. One day there's no electricity, one day there's no water, one day there's Makai with HIV.
Especially the water issue.
Like, we have no electricity for 3 days.
Yeah, water. Ooh. I mean, water.
Ha!
I don't know.
No wonder you were, so I was just wondering. Keeping some water. Jen, so you're the guys that work at Ildus Dynasty. What is Ildus Dynasty?
Okay, so Ildus Dynasty is just a group of, can I say 3, 4, 5? Let's just say 4 music entrepreneurs. I like to call ourselves music entrepreneurs in the sense that we decided to we identify a crisis where for a very long time most radio stations were complaining about the sound of music that was being submitted in the sense of sound production and everything. So we're like, okay guys, let's sit down and actually create a sound where we will lead in the production, where we create that quality which is acceptable in a way to most radio stations, of which basically that's how we started.
So you saw a problem and then you became a solution. But how is it going? How has it been going so far in terms of the quality? Are you happy with the quality of music that has been coming out from the studio?
So far we're really happy with the quality. Of course, we could do better. We could grow.
Yeah,
we could grow. that we are growing, but so far, yeah, it's now just all about pushing it, finding the avenues, you know, mm-hmm. to get the artists out there more. Mm-hmm. But so far, so good.
So far, can't say good. What's the official life for Zimbabwe music for you, Fish?
Fish.
From where you stand, what's the future like?
Ah, man, it's tricky. Cause now I don't know which is the two of them chankuras or we won't. Cause ish, about like they are too, like in a way skeptical, like to keep a dollar to buy something
music.
Okay. Music, yeah. So especially if now I, for you to actually sell a song or for someone to take believe think of an blind, you have to lie think of in South Africa so that they can listen to you.
That's crazy.
It is.
So angas. Kuzima for us.
So you feel the music industry has no future in Zimbabwe?
There is.
There is some sort of paper bag.
You know, the business side, yes. But music, like musically, with music, like with the future, which is like for sound and
yeah,
it's your corner. You get the corner, the content is there and everything, but the money side.
Okay, so there's no, it's not linking in terms of the money
and the business.
And the business of the music is not responsive.
Yeah.
So what are you? What is your strategy as a team? What's your strategy? Let's say when you say, okay, you have an EP coming on the 15th of November, and which is just next week.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that EP, what's the strategy to making sure that you sell that music, or it's for free?
Yeah,
it is for free. Mm-hmm. It is for free. I think basically right now the only challenge we have is really stated anyway, the music business and the music itself. There's mm-hmm. no connection. But right now we felt, okay, guys, as much as we want to sell the music, in a way, it's hard to sell something that most people do not know,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the sense of saying, I'm not saying he's not known, he is known, mm-hmm. but when I mean known in the sense of, even someone in Konare Jo should know that, it's Fish F. Maxwell, mm-hmm. you know, from Lawa. Even someone in, what's it called with that province, Lena L for 35,000?
Yes,
what's it called?
Zumba,
Zumba,
person we're talking about when he started off with music, he did CDs that he was going to and he was giving to Alan Bom Chova, the drivers. I think he did like about 2,000 or something. He was just giving them to Alan Bom Chova.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine when you're going home or you're going to work in the morning, the Mchova guy is just playing the music.
Yeah.
And in the Mchova there's 18 people. And how many shifts do they do? A day, each Mchova has a potential of maybe 100 people listening to your song. And if you befriended that driver,
mm-hmm.
and then you gave them your CD, 2,000 of those Mchovas are playing your music. Meaning, how many people? So that's a very clever strategy. Maybe something that you might want to do is make that paperback like what Winkity was talking about. Like more paperback, because you look like...
Yeah, because the main point of the EP is to try and catch more ears rather than pockets for now. While we're still trying to figure out how to infiltrate the pockets and, you know, secure the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, all those strategies. We're trying to see how best we can get the music out there as much as we can, because it's pointless to make the music and keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
while still waiting for things, the skies to clear up, but soon. Plus, waiting is very difficult because we live in a very politicized economy,
mm-hmm.
which means that politics affects everything.
That we do.
Economics and the economics messes up our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just want to do art, we just want to do music. But now we also have to consider the economy, the politics, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's true. Like,
guys, we're almost like an hour of this conversation.
Yes.
One last word. Maybe there's something that I didn't like ask you that possibly it would have been very cool for you to be asked. And like, oh, you forgot to ask me. What one question would I have asked you that you wished I had asked you, and how would you respond to it?
Yeah.
Think about it. Also, think about it.
You.
I think maybe as to say, what can one do to become the artist for tomorrow?
Respond to yourself then.
Hey, Lord, why me now?
Because you asked the question. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot, but for me, I would say an artist needs to be a package.
Mm.
A package, not just in terms of being the talented artist, but even your image, your, how you present yourself, the brand. You are a brand, a walking brand on the streets anyway. So if you're an artist out there, if you're upcoming or you want to remain in the cutters, I mean, that's your choice. I think just be a package that even companies can say, if I put this person in my project, will they get me more customers?
Yeah.
Or it's, there's no difference. So basically, be the
package. Basically, that's the Zimbabwean thing. Yeah, so what you're trying to say is that come to Ildo's Dynasty and just we'll make you a brand.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying. Package.
What one question would I should have asked you that I didn't ask you?
That part where we were talking about Ildo's being one of the studio like companies which focus on quality, you're supposed to ask me with what is quality?
Okay.
And what determines equality?
Quite.
You know, equality comes with the artist.
Uh-huh.
What you sing and what you write,
uh-huh,
that's where the quality comes. Because me now, I'm also a vocal producer. What I do is, when I mix a song, I make sure now ingoma yakho oyihlabelileyo, the way you want to keep it, iyangichaza enough to actually motivate me to what to actually do my best regardless of who to battle it.
Yes, Mr. Ron. I thought you were going to say regardless.
Regardless.
No, I get that. I get that. Dope, dope. Mr. Roshan, what one question should I have asked you or that I was supposed to ask you that I didn't ask you but you want to respond to me? You want to ask yourself and you want to respond to me?
That's a difficult one. Who's the best rapper in Bulawayo?
I know there's too much beef, but okay, who's the best rapper in Bulawayo?
Fishef Maxwell.
Are we? I'm there. There's a lot of beef in Bulawayo, but anyway.
Unnecessary.
It's very unnecessary. Sorry, but sorry. Obviously, I think there's a lot of shade that was thrown in the whole entire conversation. You threw some shade to some people, but it was amazing. I mean, chatting with you, I'm just getting to understand your mindset and where you're coming from and things that you're all about. What's your Twitter handles, just in case someone wants to follow you and have a conversation with you after? Of course, I'm going to share the Twitter handles, but
mine is Clinton_Joshe_.
Yeah.
It's just the one. Between the Clinton and the Zosia, and then two after the Zosia.
Wow.
Mine is just Fish of Naramo.
Fish of, no, you wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah. Can I say the family house Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
It was just Dynasty ZW.
Guys, you know, you sound like maybe some studio from Empire, the series.
Say
yes. Ildo's Dynasty, Shekinah, Shaniqua, Shanina.
You gotta fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
No, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on the Game of Tea Vibe. I hope to have you maybe a few months later when you're dropping your album, Clinton's Roche.
I'm not dropping
it. Although you refuse to drop
it. No. Actually, it's you have some bars. Let's get it.
Before we close with Father and Jay, a song by Fish. And featuring Benny Jones, right? We're gonna close with that, but give us some buzz before we close.
Hi guys, I haven't know how to flow.
Okay, yes, just flow.
I want my blessings in gold. Connected my converse with God. Skipped over hurdles and odds. Moving silence, that's G code. Money ain't everything, but I'm coming for everything. I'm old, 25, but I feel really old. Been stunning niggas. Since I lost my umbilical cord. Picked up a pen, found a purpose on chords. Linked up with Deuce, connected the dots. That's all I got.
No.
You know that official F Max Swept and that I'm a chat king.
It's a GT Vibe every Friday at 1 p.m.
Hi, until I can't, until I pay, and I go swipe and let my friends on the Friday. Until I can't, until I pay, and I go swipe and let my friends on the Friday. And I'm a team, and I'm a papa, but I'm not making this time. Windows black. Right now I'm in the cash, but
my fans on the Friday.
CliffCentral.com